From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. People used to think of subtitled films as obscure stories from French or Swedish auteurs with black and white flickering images and bad, sometimes unreadable captions. But subtitle films have moved from art houses into mainstream movie theaters with such hybrid films as Once Upon a Time in Mexico and Kill Bill, which blend English with other languages. As mixed language movies and profitable foreign films like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon become more familiar to American audiences, the subtle art of subtitles is becoming more important than ever. NPR's Susan Stone has the story.
Linda Hoagland grew up bilingual in rural Japan. When she moved to the U.S. for college and started watching classic Japanese films in neighborhood art houses, the experience changed her life.
I would be listening to the Japanese, reading the subtitles in English, and furiously revising them and editing them. So I would come out just completely exhausted and wishing that I could just crawl inside the screen and rewrite them.
Now, Hoagland is doing just that. She has translated 90 films, from the anime hit Spirited Away to several re-released classics by the master filmmaker Akira Kurosawa.
I would say Throne of Blood was, for me, the biggest challenge.
Kurosawa made Throne of Blood in 1957, but it's set in feudal Japan, and it's loosely based on Shakespeare's Macbeth. The language Kurosawa used for the film is a dialect that's difficult to understand today, even for scholars of Japanese.
We had to kind of invent kind of a mythical language that provokes a feeling of Shakespeare in you without ever going to Shakespeare or Macbeth. Great Lord is a fox. With easy words, he cheats you out of the North Garrison, sends his trusted Miki out of danger to guard Spider's Web Castle, and casts you, his most hated adversary, into danger.
By choosing old-sounding words like adversary and garrison, Hoagland tries to cast a spell on the audience in a very short amount of time. Most subtitles are only on the screen from 2 seconds to 4.5 seconds.
It's an imperfect science. At its best, it's an art, and it's extremely subjective.
Peter Becker heads the Criterion Collection, which serves the growing home audience for foreign film.
As people are building libraries of DVDs the same way that they once built libraries, they still build libraries of books, you know, 8.5 or Seventh Seal or Seven Samurai or Grand Illusion, Throne of Blood, these are all films that have to be on your shelf.
And they all need new subtitles. Old subtitles often seem dated. Sometimes entire conversations have been omitted. But new subtitles have their own problems. Take this example from Jean-Luc Godard's Band of Outsiders. There's a scene in a bar where a drunk tries to say something profound. One of the main characters replies with a quip that was probably funny in Paris in 1964 when the film was made.
Bravo, Monsieur Segalo, ça c'est du meuble.
Which means pretty much, bravo, Mr. Segalo, that's real furniture, which was a slogan for a furniture store. Mr. Segalo was a store, not a person. And the question was, does this need to be translated as a pun, or does it need to be translated as a slogan, or does it need to be translated at all?
Peter Becker's translator came up with a clever compromise, to have the man respond, bravo, you're the Prince of Ales, which was an old slogan for beer. But the slogan was American, not French, and it dealt with alcohol. So it had a different connotation than the original joke. Criterion decided to go literal, creating a non sequitur, displeasing the translator, and perhaps confusing but amusing viewers for years to come.
Vente conmigo.
Literal translations can also completely change the tone of a film, says Tim Sexton. Sexton is primarily a screenwriter, but he's subtitled two of the most challenging recent Spanish language films. Y Tu Mama Tambien follows two young men and their sexual adventures. Amores Perros is a dark and moving film with episodes of violence. The stories take place in Mexico City.
There's a very specific kind of language that's spoken in Mexico City, and a lot of expressions and a lot of feelings and a lot of things are conveyed, and if you do a literal translation, it comes off as mean and dark, when a lot of times the intention is to be playful and friendly.
Tim Sexton says, as directors and screenwriters become more multicultural, subtitling will be recognized as a type of filmic art.
It is screenwriting, because you're using words to kind of convey character. In the same way that poets oftentimes will translate the poems of a poet of a different country, I think that screenwriters will more and more be doing the translations of films.
And that could lead to more and more people seeing and reading subtitled films. Susan Stone, NPR News, Washington.